This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello and welcome to the Everything is Black and White podcast. Time for the latest episode of In Conversation with Levi, the Chief Newcastle United writer here at Chronicle Live. I'm your host, Andrew Musgrove, and this week we're going to talk all about Newcastle United kits, home, away, third, fourth, fifth, however many numbers the manufacturers decide to put out in the years to come. Lee, welcome back to the podcast. Hope you're doing well. Just talk to me about Newcastle United kits, and as a fan growing up, what they meant to you, because it's fair to say some Newcastle United fans and football fans across the board go absolutely crackers for them.
They absolutely do, and obviously the sort of Asics era was when it really, really kicked off for Newcastle fans of a certain age, of course. But before that, I do remember the old Umbro kits. I think between something like the end of the 1990-91 season up until the start of the 92-93 season, you actually couldn't get your hands on the Umbro kit. And I think Freddie Fletcher was at the club at the time. He came in, he said, "This is absolutely ridiculous. We've got all these fans wanting shirts, Newcastle winning 10 out of 10 games." And the fans couldn't get their hands on them. So there was a real... there was a massive sort of reissue of those kits, and they're the ones with the blue star on, the Umbro, the barcode one. I think Newcastle had that barcode kit for about like three consecutive seasons, just because the club was in such a mess. And it actually began life, it had the Greenalls logo on, Newcastle changed sponsor. Instead of reissuing kits, the fans actually got these sort of badges that you ironed onto your kit, blacked out the Greenalls thing and put the blue star on top of it, so it was like a DIY fix your own kit. So those kits, some people will still have them, some of our viewers will still have those kits, would love to see them, of course. The Umbro era was weird, but then obviously Asics come in, and then that was the game changer.
Yeah, I'm shooting with the new Adidas kits. We'll not be getting any iron on badges to do it ourselves, but a fantastic memory there. And in terms of waiting for the next kit, because I remember as a young fan, you were so excited just to see what was around the corner. And even now, as a slightly older adult, I am always intrigued. I don't have quite the affection or the love affair that some fans do, but it is always something that you want to see. Are you intrigued to see what Adidas do with the new kits come June?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm a fan of Adidas anyway. I think, down the years, they've made some blockbuster Newcastle kits, the famous ones, which I'm sure we'll come on to, but I'm excited that they could do some of these reissues. I think everyone's looking forward to, firstly, what kit they're going to produce. We've seen a few sort of little leaks on social media, but I think secondly, some people might even be more excited about the prospect of the reissue, but secondly, are they going to do what they've done at clubs like Lyon, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, where it's just a complete reissue of the kit? And I'm pretty sure we're both thinking the same thing here, the Grandad collar kit. And potentially the brown ale badge. I don't know if they've got the ability to do that. If they did, they go like hotcakes.
Well, this is the thing, because it isn't just about the new kits that are to come, and we'll get on to what they may look like, what they might not look like, but it's about exploiting every possible revenue stream. So yes, you're going to have queues around the door for the new kit, but doing something like a reissue of the Grandaud colour, that's really important, and people will snap it up, people will buy it, people will want that ahead maybe of the kit that's going to come out in June. And that's the thing with Adidas, isn't it? Because, you know, they've got the ability probably to do that, but they're so switched on, they're so clever. I mean, with all due respect to Castore, they're a much bigger outfit. You know, they've been doing this for decades. And I'm really excited just to see the kind of different revenue streams that go down, because it's all going to be really important for Newcastle United to build up their revenue streams ahead of what's going to be a change in Premier League spending rules as well.
Yeah, it is. And I think that the fact that Adidas are back, it's another piece of the jigsaw trying to bring Newcastle back to where they once were. And, you know, I remember when that Grandad collar kit was first released. I remember going to Spain on holiday, and basically the plane was just full of everyone wearing that kit. And the same on the way back, and they were handing out free newspapers on the way back. And this is obviously before the online age where everyone has it on the phone, and basically they were handing newspapers, and David Ginola had just signed wearing that kit, standing at St James Park, famous picture, and you just knew that the club was on the brink of something special.
You mentioned obviously Adidas returning, they'll replace Castore. I mean, I'm not telling the listeners and viewers anything that they don't know. The kit is set to be released on June the 7th. How big of a deal for Newcastle is this, Lee? The fact that they've got Adidas back, and I'm not just talking about the connection between the company and the club and the fans, because, you know, there is a quote going around that Newcastle is an Adidas city, which is a lovely quote, but I'm talking really about in terms of business and in terms of the status, because this isn't just any manufacturer, this is Adidas.
Yeah, I mean, they are the global giants, and, you know, I've seen some of the sort of murals around the city with the sort of gazelle shoe, and I mean, it's almost like, you know, something people wear in Newcastle, the gazelle or the samba shoe. Surely everyone's got a pair, and you know, yeah, I would agree that it was an Adidas city, really, because even though Newcastle have been sponsored by various different companies, I think the fans have always kept Adidas in the fashion. You see it at all the games. You see people still wearing the original shirt. When it gets colder, people have got the jackets on. And I think that the flame never went out, really, for Adidas with Newcastle fans. And it was a no-brainer to get them back.
Is it a statement deal, do you think, in terms of who they could have gone after, who they could have gone with? Is it a statement deal that it's Adidas?
Yeah, it is. I'd have been disappointed if they'd have gone anywhere else. You know, having got the Castore deal sort of off the table, I'd have been disappointed if they'd have gone anywhere else. You know, you can throw in any name you want, but the one that everyone wanted was Adidas, and, you know, fair play to the club. They've delivered it, and they're going to reap the benefits from it now.
Yeah, believed to be worth £30 million a year, which is much more than the Castore deal was worth, which is in the low millions somewhere. I mean, that figure alone, £30 million, that's massive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And when you talk about statement, I mean, that will be, you know, that'll go into the transfer kitty as well at some stage. And maybe we are getting a bit carried away, but I think, you know, we've mentioned Ginola there, we've mentioned Les Ferdinand in the past. He was unveiled wearing that shirt, sitting down in the what was then the new part of the ground, being unveiled with the full kit on. And I think hopefully the first summer signing can be a statement signing as well. I'm not saying break the bank, but let's get a signing in that's going to excite the fans. Let's get a signing who's going to bring something different to Eddie Howe's team.
And you're right, you know, that will get reinvested into the playing squad. But it's also kind of a testament to those on the board as well, because they've looked at other clubs and the revenue they bring in. I think the Adidas deal for Arsenal and Manchester United is worth closer to 80 or 90 million. So that's when Newcastle want to be in the years to come, and if they keep qualifying for Europe and a success on the pitch, it will no doubt come. But just the fact that so early on in the project, you know, whoever's led it, Peter Silverstone, Darren Eales, the Manisteri, they've gone to Adidas, gone over to Germany, and they've sorted this deal out, because they are, you know, they are trying to chase down those teams above them off the pitch, and this is the perfect start, isn't it?
Yeah, and I like the style on that, that they actually, rather than the old Newcastle way pre-takeover, was when, you know, there's this sort of almost an arrogance, you know, if you want to do a deal, come to us. Well, they went out and got that deal done to the HQ of Adidas. It was very, very audacious. I hope they've got the same attitude when it comes to signing players, knocking on the doors of the top clubs as well. And yeah, that you know, puts them in the same league, manufacturer-wise, as Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, all the top clubs around the continent. So hopefully this is the start of special times.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Now, there was a fantastic article in The Eye earlier in the week, and they talked to a gentleman called Craig Buglis, who has been an advisor to Adidas for these new kits that will be launched next month. And some really interesting quotes that he's given. It was Mark Douglas, one of our old colleagues. I'm just going to read some of the quotes out there, because reading it, I don't think you can't help but be excited for what's to come. Fans will be really impressed. Out of this world. Absolutely class. He's talking about the level of the kits. Fans will be blown away. And he says they've incorporated the club's history into these shirts as well. I mean, any one of those quotes that you pick out, as a fan, you read them and you go, wow, okay, this is going to be big. I really want to see what's coming down the line. I mean, just something like out of this world. I guess it obviously it excites you as a fan, but it also it shows you how serious Adidas are taking it. You know, they've not just come in and they've not just gone. Obviously, we don't know exactly what the kits are going to look like, but it would have been very easy for them to follow an example that they've done elsewhere, you know, Juve, for example, or an Arsenal, you know, and just change the colours to match the club. But by this chap's interview, it seems like what they have done, it's going to be unique, and that's probably something that is key in this.
Yeah, I mean, one of the concept kits that I have seen actually uses one of the different crests. And if you go back to this granddad colour strip, which we keep talking about, if you look on that kit, there's a little sort of patch sewn on, and it features all three of the previous sort of badges used, which I think is a really nice little touch. And any little nod towards that, I'm sure people have, you know, the talk of changing crests, you know, I hope Newcastle never change the crest they've got, because I think it's perfect for the club. But to be able to have a little play with maybe a third kit, and I've seen the NUFC badge. That's quite iconic in its own way. Brings back memories of, Gazza wearing it at Newcastle. So any little nod towards the history, but without ripping it up altogether, I think is a good thing. And again, we have seen that with some of the other kits from the elite clubs. That's what Adidas called them, and I think we are going to be classed as an elite club with Adidas.
Do you think when Newcastle went knocking on the door and they said, we want you to make a kit again, do you think it was a pretty easy decision if the figures all matched up for Adidas? Do you think it was a no-brainer?
Yeah, because they know the history as well. They know that people still talk about that Newcastle team that almost won the league. Something we probably think about far too often. Something that I hope we'll never stop thinking about, the style of football of that team. But I just hope that one day we can eclipse what that team did and actually put a trophy on the table, which would be nice.
And doing it in an Adidas made shirt would be probably the perfect way to do it as well. And the concept, kits that are doing the rounds, that the same ones are now really gathering pace, and we've the away kit seems to be or suggested that's going to be a nod to the maroon and blue stripes across away kit back in the mid 90s. Entertainers one, which you know everyone absolutely loves. And then you mentioned there the kind of the third kit with the changing crest, and it's the white with green kind of on the arms, which is a which seems to be a throwback to maybe one of the forgotten kits. I'm sure someone will argue with me and say it's definitely not, but it reminds me from what I've seen of the kit in the mid or the early 2000s, the white one, which seems to be forgotten, which I always liked. Do you understand, Bobby Robson?
I think when I looked at it, it reminded me of the Rude Hullet era.
Was it that? Yeah, maybe I've gone a couple of years too.
I think we're talking about 98-99 season.
Your memory is certainly better than mine. I think that probably is the one that I'm talking about. I remember having it as a kid. And maybe I've got my dates mixed up. But yeah, I think we are talking about the same kit.
So I think it was the summer that they signed Alan Gorma.
Yeah. I've just searched it here on eBay. That's the one, isn't it? Yeah.
Now that is a nice kit.
Yeah.
It's got the sort of blue star badge on it.
But you know, when you look at it, so yeah, as Lee's explaining there, you've got it's white, and then the kind of the outset of the arms and the sleeves are green, two black stripes running down either kind of a black collar with a green outlay as well. It's a nice kit, big fan of it, but it's quite a, if that is going to be similar to the one they're releasing this summer, it's a little bit of a left field choice, isn't it? You can see why they might go after the blue and maroon one as the away kit, because yeah, it's got such a connection to the fan base. It's probably the away kit more than any other that people absolutely love. I mean, I've got kind of a replica one of it. You know how you get these companies that do sell them, I think the club shop used to. So you can understand that one. But this one, I think it's a very left field choice. I'm all for it.
Yeah, if you gave me a piece of paper and said, can you write down 5 potential third kits, I probably wouldn't have picked that.
I wouldn't either, no.
But it's one where, see, that reminds me of an era where I was, as a fan, I was quite excited that summer, because it was basically Rude Hullet's sort of first sort of tilt at it, and he was going to sort the defence out and bringing in Marcelino, Alan Gorma, was meant to do it, and Frank Dumas, let's not forget Frank Dumas, a very good player, but just at the wrong time. And yeah, I was, for me, I wouldn't have picked that, but it does bring back sort of a summer that I was very optimistic. And I remember in the pink, there was a big poster of Rude Hullet wearing that kit. And
I think he actually wore it in a pre-season friendly as well, if I'm not mistaken, because he did play. He came on in as a sub in one of the pre-season friendlies.
Yeah, he came on against Reading, I think it was. And I think it was, I remember doing an interview with Nobby Sloan about it, and he said that the players didn't like that at all, because it was basically him saying, I'll show you how to do this properly, boys, and went on and done it. And I think that was probably was the beginning of the end for Rude Hullet. But look, what a player. Just not a very good manager for Newcastle at the time. Although he did get Newcastle to an FA Cup final. So, you know, couldn't have been that bad.
No, spot on with that. But what a kit that will be, if that is indeed the kit that comes out. The other thing that's quite noticeable, Lee, is the fact that they're doing a full refit of the club shop. They're going to temporarily move the club shop just over the road onto the car park there while they kit out the permanent store, which is fantastic. You know, that is investment that they didn't need to do. I mean, Castor just went in and kind of replaced, obviously, the Puma strips with their strips, which is what most people would actually do. But Adidas are taking everything very, very seriously. Not to say Castor weren't, but I'm just talking about they're really going up a notch here. They're putting money into the club shop, and they're going to make it much more than just the kits, aren't they? They're going to make this a whole rounded experience for fans, which is another nod how serious they're taking it.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I've got memories as well, and I'm sure you have, that you know, there was so many club shops around the city centre at one point, wasn't there? And there was somewhere where, you know, fans could go and spend the hard-earned money in this very shopping complex we're in now in Eldon Square. There was a huge club shop that got taken away, Monument Mall as well. And I think if you want to be serious about being a top club, you have to have a downtown presence. And, you know, it has to be, it's got to be hitting you pretty much as soon as you get to Central Station, as soon as you're flying in Newcastle Airport. It's got to be hitting you that you're at the home of Newcastle United. And I hope that the marketing people around it all will understand that. I'm sure they will. Because, you know, this city thrives on exciting times, and hopefully now we're at the start of another great era.
Well, if Adidas needed confirmation that they've done the right thing by coming on board, just the reaction to the murals on the walls that you mentioned earlier in the show would have been enough, because people were over the moon with it, you know, weren't they? And I'm sure the war flags hanging a flag off the Tyne Bridge as well, which was a planned kind of unveiling of the deal coming together. And just the reaction of what we've seen so far, you know, a face or two on the wall, the just looking at plans for this temporary structure, it shows you how much the fans cannot wait for the relationship with Adidas to begin again.
Yeah, and it's something that, you know, the board, you know, when they came in, they said, you talk, we'll listen. And they've obviously listened to this particular aspect of it. And it's an important one, because the fans want that identity of, you know, flying the flag. And they want to be proud to fly the flag. And, you know, there was a time where this has been a problem. I mean, going back to the Asics kits, I mean, a lot of people will tell you that they fell to bits pretty much straight away. And that's one of the reasons why Newcastle got rid and Adidas ended up here to begin with. They wanted a reliable shirt manufacturer, and, you know, hopefully they wanted the shirts to live on for years and years. Well, the fact that people are still wearing the same kits they bought in summer 1995 says that. And, you know, some of them look like they're in immaculate condition still. But for me, I think I know there was problems with Castori. I think they produced some nice kits, but I just think for some reason it hasn't worked. Hasn't worked the way that the fans wanted it to. And obviously money talks as well. Adidas coming in with the big sell. But I think it's about having that pride and pulling the jersey on. And there was a spell where they went through some Puma kits, which were, I think they were like just templates of like clubs like West Brom or something like that. And for me, it's got to have that unique feel about it. Obviously, the kits you've got on the screen there, certainly the away one, the maroon and blue one, that for me is Newcastle United's away kit. And maybe they should have that a lot more often. I'm sure they're going to have other ideas, but that for me belongs to that era. And hopefully we can see Newcastle do well in it with a different team.
Indeed, yeah. And just, I mean, on Castor, you know, I know some people had complaints about quality issues and what have you. Of course, Castor not here to offer their view on it, but I have to say, I bought two or three of the kits from Castor and had no issue with the quality. And like Lee says, some of the designs that they put across, absolutely brilliant. I love this season's home kit. I love the blue away kit from last season as well. I think they've done remarkably well with some of the designs. It's just time for a new era. Now, looking at these kits that I have got on the screen, obviously you guys can't see them watching, you can't hear it, but you know, you would have seen them on social media. Lee mentioned there the red, the maroon and blue one. We've talked about the white and green one. It's the home one I want to talk about now, though, with a thick black stripe down the middle, thin black stripes on the outside, and then thick white stripes filling in the gaps. Are you a fan of the thick stripes, or are you a fan of the thin stripes? I think that looks really good. I'm a fan of that one black there.
I mean, just looking at that there, in the cool light of day, that it does have, it feels like it's a bit of a nod to the 2001-2002 season. The Sir Bobby Robson season, where they finished in the Champions League place. So that looking at the outlook of it, I'm not sure. I think that was more black and white stripes, was it not? 2001.
I think had a few more black and white stripes on that one.
That looks bolder, but that's what it reminds me of.
Just have a quick look here to get an SEO. Okay, I can see. So yeah, it did have had more stripes on.
Yeah.
I mean this is the beauty of it. Until they actually gets released, we don't know what it's going to look like. But I love the fact that, you know, we sit here and we debate, are we a bigger fan of thicker stripes or thinner stripes? And that's exactly the conversation our listeners and viewers will be having as well. And that's how much Newcastle United fans really care about the kits, which says something. It's probably why Adidas decided to get back involved again. But yeah, I'm a fan of that one on the screen. Whether, of course, it'll look exactly like these three that we can see now remains to be seen. But
I know people hated the barcode kit when it first came out. They really disliked that with a passion, some people. But it ended up being Newcastle's kit for three full seasons. It was almost like they were never going to get rid of it. But, you know, looking back at it, you know, it grew on people, you know, because they have the reissue, which I spoke about at the start of this. And, I mean, they had no choice for it to grow on them because they were stuck with it. But it'll still be, that barcode kit by Umbro will still be remembered as a great kit, I suppose.
If you could only have one Newcastle United kit for the rest of time, Lee, which one would it be?
Oh, that's a tough question, that. I mean, obviously the Grand O'Colla would be right up there, but perhaps the V-neck with NTL on from the Sir Bobby Robson era would be a particular favourite. I guess that wouldn't give you the breweries or the brown ale sponsor, which we all love as well.
I'm a big fan of the 99 one that they wore with the round collar, Shearer scoring against Spurs in the semi-final. Big fan of that one. And then the season after, with a blue trim around the side of the home kit, I thought that was a really nice kit. But again, the beauty of it, everyone's just going to have their own opinions. Do let us know in the comments which Newcastle United strip is your favourite. And I've just searched here in Newcastle. So, I mean, you've got that very clever photo shoot of Callum Wilson wearing the 99-2001, which got shared quite a lot. Whoever, I can't remember which company it was for, but they were not daft in doing that because they knew exactly what they were doing. That blue one that we can see on the screen, with the kind of yellow or gold trim around the sides, the lines across the shoulders of yellow or gold, that's quite a unique one as well, isn't it? I remember that one. Stands out.
I do remember that one. I think at a time where Newcastle were struggling, I think that was the season where Kenny Dalglish lost his job at the start of the season.
Mm.
So they might have worn that one in one of the European games, if memory serves me correct. So yeah, I do think that's a good one. And again, look, there's some fantastic pieces of training kit there, bottom right hand corner, stuff like things you forget about, which it just gives Adidas so much scope to even bring things like training tops back out, you know, bench jackets. They've got such a massive catalogue to do things that are going to excite fans for years to come.
Yeah, and it's all just a massive benefit to Newcastle United, especially in the search for extra revenue to put back into the club, because Adidas will know exactly how to, you know, exploit what the fans want, and they'll be bringing out these training kits, and they'll be bringing out these jackets and hats and everything you can possibly think of, because they've been here before and they know exactly how to make as much money as possible, all for the benefit of the club. Just to sign off then, Lee, what are you expecting? What are you hoping from Adidas in terms of what it brings Newcastle status, what it brings Newcastle in revenue, and what it brings the fans in terms of the strips that we can hope for, not just for next season, but the seasons to come?
Yeah, well, I think it brings the pride back to the club, first and foremost. And as I say, the supporters, you know, have dreamed of this day when it comes back. And I'm sure you know, there'll be a buzz around the city when the day that that kit's released, because people will be, they'll be going out to buy it, they'll be putting it on straight away, they'll be going for a few beers around the city. It'll probably be a nice day, given it's June, although you never know Newcastle. But look, it'll be a proud day when it comes back, and when you eventually do see, you know, the team line up, the photograph for the new season, then, you know, I think that might turn into a bit of a collector's item for some people. So, exciting times ahead.
Couldn't put it better myself. And the kit's set to be released on June the 7th, so not too long to wait, just over a month or so. Thank you very much for tuning in to the latest episode of In Conversation with Lee Ryder via the Everything is Black and White podcast. Please give a thumbs up on the video on YouTube, and if you're listening on the audio platform, thank you as always for tuning in. Leave us a rating and review if you haven't done already. Head over to chroniclelive.co.uk for all the latest Newcastle United news. And for myself and Lee, we'll see you next week.